President Bush told supporters in Parkersburg, West Virginia, that electing Democrat John Kerry will mean higher taxes and fewer jobs in the state. Appearing yesterday at a high school football stadium, the president kept up the attacks on Kerry that were so prominent at last week's Republican convention in New York. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
West Virginia has an unemployment rate that is 0.2 of a point below the national average, but it is also a state that has lost 11,000 manufacturing jobs since the president took office, and that has created a lot of anxiety. Among the thousands who turned out to see the president yesterday was 63-year-old Roy Clark, a retired steel worker who supports Mr. Bush, but who says the economy is the president's biggest problem here.
There are just so many people out of work. It's a tough thing. Maybe these jobs that they're shipping out to foreign countries, if we could bring some of those back, slow that down, it would help.
The president took the stage in his shirt sleeves and talked of the tax cuts he's pushed through Congress in his first term, saying they came at the right time, that they mean people have more money to spend and businesses have more to invest. He cited a new Labor Department report, which showed 144,000 new jobs were added in August, and he said it's evidence things are turning around. Then he went after John Kerry.
My opponent wants to tax your jobs. His plan to raise taxes on those at the top end of the income tax scale will raise taxes for the 900,000 small businesses and entrepreneurs who pay at the individual rate, and who are creating most of the new jobs in our changing economy.
John Kerry has proposed rolling back the tax cuts the president won for the wealthiest 2% of the population to pay for programs that include job training and health care. But the president told the West Virginia crowd that Kerry will raise taxes on the middle class.
Raising taxes will stifle job creation. The way to get more Americans working is to support the small businesses who are creating 70% of the new jobs in America.
Such statements, coupled with an intense focus on national security and terrorism, are the way the president counters Democratic attacks on his own economic record, which includes a net loss of some 900,000 jobs since he took office and a failure to achieve any of the big job gains Mr. Bush predicted when he was lobbying for the tax cuts. Today, Senator Kerry will campaign in West Virginia. His message on Labor Day will also be about jobs and the economy. The president, meanwhile, begins a 2-day visit to Missouri this afternoon. Don Gagne, NPR News.